I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues 2023. I'm going to be saying that all year long. And today is Monday. So you know what that means.
Supporting the year 2023. Clues is on board with the calendar this year. And today is January 6th.
It'll be the 9th when you're listening to this, which is a Monday, which means this is going to be a digging deeper. We're going to cull through all of the most important podcasts within the nation, or rather, Dark Seeker has already done that and provided us with a smorgasbord of clips that you need to hear. These are the most important things that were said on all of the most important podcasts from within the nation. We've got clips from Clickbait, of course. We've got clips from a brand new podcast called Your Mom and Dad. This is Jess Ambrose, new podcast with her husband, Evan.
Yes.
And their first guest was Elise Delbaum. And then we've got a host of 9 clips to finish out this episode that are all incredibly important. They come from the same podcast, Almost Famous, In Depth, with Justin Glaze and guest host, Andrew Spencer. Glaze and Spencer, at the behest of Aya Canetti, in all of these clips, break down their experience on this most recent season of Bachelor in Paradise, which we all know is a disaster. They get really in the weeds about what happened with Teddy Wright.
Yes, we love the weeds.
Their interactions with producers, They talk about why Eckard and Shawcross might have been chosen as Bachelor over, let's say, anyone from any of their seasons, Rodney Matthews, Glaze himself, Spencer. Spencer discusses a little bit about how maybe he was in the running to be Bachelor at one point, and that idea might have been floated out to him. All of this is going to be discussed in all of these clips, and we are going to go through them. Yeah, I know, it's a lot.
Beast.
But let's get to it, Pace Case. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we're kicking off this Digging Deeper with an old favorite, Clickbait. This is from an episode that aired on January 5th. And in this episode, Susie Evans is the guest. Susie Evans is the guest host, and the guest is Tia Booth. But in this clip, Grocery discusses people being judgmental, and he reveals the secret to true happiness. Here we go.
I agree. I hate when people are judgmental, and I hate when I'm judgmental. And I've gotten to a point in my life where I will catch when I am being judgy. And as soon as I'm like, okay, why are you doing you? You become a much happier person when you're not judging others.
Yeah.
Like, just bottom line, that's got to be facts.
I agree. But, and I think I've gotten better at that in my life too, like where I just, I catch myself. Because, nobody's immune to it, but I try to understand that the bottom line is I just don't understand sometimes, but it's better to not pass judgment. And I think like I hold my partners to that standard, so I'm like, I got to hold myself to it too.
And I think it's easier to do nowadays with social media. And, I think a big reason why The Bachelor is a cult classic is people love to watch reality TV and judge.
Totally.
And it's fun to do, and I get it.
Oh my God. Starting off with a bang.
I know. I know.
There's so much in this.
I don't even know where to begin.
I feel like we should have split it into 10 parts.
So first things first here, we got Grocery talking about how he doesn't like being judgy. I'm going to just go back to Bachelor Paradise season 7. His entire season was him casting judgment on Brennan Rice, Piper James, Chris Conner, and Alana Milne, and using that judgment to then at least pretend to kick them off the fucking beach. He was a professional judgmentalist.
He was Judge Grocery.
It's unreal.
He dealt out to sentencing that was backed up by the disgruntled females.
And how many times on Clickbait have we heard him cast judgment on?
But maybe this is the time he's talking about. Maybe this is his dark past of being a fast judge, perhaps. Now he's going more the Nick Vial route of the slow judgment.
Grocery 2023 is the slow judge.
Slow. It approaches an asymptote. You're going so slow that you never fully judge.
Oh, I like that. He never gets to it. There's always half distance between where you are and the judgment, and you just kind of keep going half.
You're just getting closer and closer to that judgment. That's got to be facts.
That's got to be facts.
That was one of my favorite parts of this. That's got to be facts.
That phrase, that's got to be facts. He's clearly using something here from Aaron Clancy. Big facts is Clancy's catchphrase. He made that ubiquitous across his season, the most recent season, Bachelor in Paradise season 8. So now you've got Grocery absorbing the language. It was so powerful on season 8 that Grocery now takes it upon himself to use that language. I've seen other players use it too, usually in a more overt homage to Clancy. They'll use it as a joke. Here, no credit is given.
No homage.
No indication that it is such.
He's like, this is actually my thing. That's got to be facts. It's like restaurant. Click the link, baby.
And then he misidentifies The Bachelor as a cult classic. That's not right.
A cult classic.
Cult media or cult classics, as he calls it, are things that have...
Undiscovered.
Yeah, they're smaller audiences that have very fervent fandom of the thing. That's what a cult classic is. The Bachelor has been a giant media juggernaut for, at this point, 22 years going on. It wins every fucking Monday night in the ratings. This is not a cult classic. It's like the NFL.
It's rated best reality competition show in all the award ceremonies. I love that. I think what he meant is the passion.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, it's as we talk about, it's the same as the NFL.
But I think he meant like it's cult. It's culty. I think he meant the Nation.
That's what he meant. Yeah. He's like the cult of producers. That's what I was talking about. Oh. They're classic producers and they're in a cult. To me, that's what it is.
That's got to be facts.
I truly do think, though, that there's like a strange cult element to the producer class of this show, where it's like, it's us against them. We have to keep our shit tight. We can never let our secrets out. We can never let them talk about our secrets. I mean, I've been watching so many documentaries about cults lately.
There's so many secrets.
So many secrets. And one of the main functions of the cult is if somebody tries to leave the cult or talk about what goes on behind the scenes in the cult, that person gets shut the fuck down. That happens in Scientology.
500K.
A 500K lawsuit. Exactly. Happens in Scientology. Happened in LuLaRoe. Happened in... just watched one about the... Fuck, I forget what it was called. One Taste. Did you see that one?
I don't know. This is... the true crime, the cult... Hey, I watched the Scientology one.
Did you see Wild Wild Country?
What was that?
That was about a cult in Oregon.
I think I might have.
Anyway, I digress. I'm just saying, once you watch a lot of cult documentaries, which I have, I find them fascinating, you start to see that The Bachelor is that.
You love cult classics.
I love cult classics. But I don't think that's what Grocery was talking about here. I think he just misunderstood.
No, he says people love to watch reality TV and judge. That was like the thesis of this. And I guess we do. Are we judgers? I feel like we're more scorekeepers. Evaluator of play.
This gets to a little bit of a bigger conversation about like, what are we actually watching here? For me, it's like a sport. I don't really, or at least I attempt to, never cast a moralistic judgment on anything anyone is doing on screen, because I know most of it's not real. Either the player themselves are like amping up a certain emotion or a certain activity to convey something, or the producers are editing it in a certain way that isn't real, or whatever the case may be. I don't really ever say like, that's a bad person, or I try not to, you know?
No. Even if couples are going on sand, mm-hmm. pretending they don't know each other.
Yeah. When they might have been knowing each other for a while.
No moralistic judgments. I think I used to do it more when I first was watching the show. Definitely. And I think through the pit and going so deep into it, I've been like, oh, we can't cast aspersions on any. We're watching an entirely fictionalized thing. I mean, you can't even judge people from their social media.
I agree. I totally agree. And I do think, though, and I mean, this is something that we talk about on the show quite often. What is the percentage of the Bachelor audience that believes it's real versus the percentage that's watching it with a more critical eye? I don't know the answer to that, but certainly some people think it's real. Real enough to send death threats to players and stuff like that. You know, that isn't me necessarily, but I do think he's right in that. There's a piece of this that I think for some of the fourth audience is pleasurable to be able to cast judgment moralistically on these players. To basically, you want to hate your villains. And if you think those are real people, it's not like watching Star Wars and being like, Darth Vader's a real asshole. You're thinking this person is real and the shit they're doing is real. And so, yeah, you will cast that judgment, I guess. But nonetheless, thought this was an interesting clip in that Grocery is basically saying, I try not to judge people. And we watched an entire fucking season of him carrying out judgment after judgment after judgment on players that had no control over that situation.
The long arm of the Grocery.
Okay, moving on from the long arm of the Grocery, we're now going to go into our next clip. This clip comes to us from Your Mom and Dad. Again, this is Jess Ambrose's new podcast with her husband, Evan, and their guest was Elise Delbaum. This is from January 4th. In this clip, Elise Delbaum discusses one of the only things you can do in-game that producers cannot manipulate and producers and players cannot influence. Here we go.
And what would your advice be then for, because of course there's lots of different personalities and you never know who's going to, you know, you're meeting all different people. What about advice for dealing with all sorts of different personalities in a confined space?
This is going to sound a little bit silly unless you've been through this experience. Probably everyone to some degree, journals during it. Okay. Because it's the one thing that's off limits to production. It's also off limits. I think we all understand it's off limits to each other. I never saw that that would be disrespected. So you would have time here and there to just jot down your true and honest feelings about it and kind of process. Buy a journal, buy three of them, because that is the only time that you're going to be able to sort through your thoughts, quote unquote, alone. You might have three people journaling around you, but that's really the only time that you're going to have to not have other people's influence or them in your ear telling you how you feel about a situation.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think this is accurate?
That they don't go through their journals?
Yes. Like, are these those journals with the little locks on them and the key that only serve, you know, if you have the key, you can get into it and that's it. And the producers have a skeleton key for all of them. I don't know. But I just think there's no way they don't go through the journals.
I mean, we have recommended a journal just to, you know, write about your love journey and keep track of it. But we've also generally recommended that you assume anybody is going to read it.
You have to. You have to assume anybody's going to read it. I think when you go into the show, you have to turn over your phone, obviously, and all devices. I think you have to assume that the producers crack into your phone and read all your text messages and emails. You have to assume these things. You have to.
I mean, I would turn in a burner phone. I would turn in my burner and they'd be like, do you use this? I would be like, yes, the screen is cracked, but I need it for Pokemon Go.
This is my Pokemon Go phone. No, that would be a hard turn in for you. But this idea that there are these things that are off limits to the producers and that, you know, at least as Elise Delbaum is saying it, there's kind of an unwritten code amongst the players that they won't look in each other's journals. I think that's wrong. And we even have some evidence. I remember Raven Gates, this is maybe a couple of years ago.
Wait, which part of it do you think is wrong?
That you can trust the other players or the producers to not look through your shit. I mean, we just saw on Bachelor in Paradise 8, and granted this was a manufactured situation, but nonetheless, what was conveyed to us was that players ransacked Sally Carson's fucking suitcase and threw her vibrator around. I mean, fuck, we were presented with the idea that Kira Magistu uses her fucking vibrator.
We were presented with the idea that Caitlin Bristow and Tayshia Adams went through every man's suitcase on The Bachelorette and found a bunch of papers, presumably a journal, and castrated Ryan Folders. Got him kicked off the show.
Yeah, exactly. So you're telling me producers don't go through your shit? They don't look at your journals? They literally found this man's journals and had the hosts reading from them.
I don't know. Look, we're Opto 2023 clues.
You're right. They don't look at anything. Nothing at all. But it is interesting, this advice she gives, that you should bring in a journal because that's when you're going to be able to write down your thoughts. Really go through whatever's happening in the game. That to me is interesting. And like I was about to say, Raven Gates in season 21, she essentially offered this as information. I don't know where she put this out, if it was on her social media. It wound up on Reddit at some point.
I think she posted it on her Instagram story.
You're right. I think it was on one of her Instagram stories. She traded in a page from her journal that contained a hardcore outline of all the different player factions and who was aligned with who. She traded in that information, the page.
It was about people that liked Corinne or not, right?
I believe it was, yeah. Who was aligned against Corinne or not. She traded in that information for extra sleep. So, let it be known that you can barter pages from these journals with the producers in order to have sleep so that you don't go insane from forced sleep deprivation, which is one of their most common tactics.
When you put it in those terms, like this is a scenario in which you will be trading journal pages for sleep, it doesn't feel like it's a scenario in which people aren't going to go through your journals.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I just don't think, and again, this could be my own bias, my own judgment. Sorry, grocery, to disappoint you. I try not to judge, but when I do, it's usually the producers. I think they will do anything to get what they believe is, in quotes, good TV. And if that is getting a little bit of intel by cracking open somebody's journal, like if you're out on a group date, let's say, you don't think they fucking send a producer into your room to rifle through your shit? I think they do. Or at least they might.
You think they're rifling through their shit every time they're on a date? They just have PAs who just go through their stuff?
Maybe it's Jesse Palmer. I don't know. Somebody's going through it, though. I don't know. Look.
It is not Dark Lord Palmer. You take that back.
That's in his contract. Also, you'll be responsible for rifling through the player's shit.
That man, he's not rifling. He's practicing what to do with his hands.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time for rifling.
Those hand maneuvers are him getting ready to, like, it's an unzipping a duffel bag and flipping through a journal.
It's a rifling warm-up.
Yeah, exactly. Gets the fingers limber.
Oh my God.
Look, I don't know. This is all to some degree jokes. I don't know if the producers go through anybody's journals, but I don't know that they don't, and I would not put that past them. That seems to me like something that is within their repertoire.
I'm going to be opto and say Elise Delbaum wouldn't steer us wrong.
Okay, fair enough. Well, also, though, I mean, that's her experience. And that was back in season 23. A lot has changed since then. You had Alon Gale on that season, who, for my money, I'm not saying he was not manipulative. He definitely was. But he was kind of a master at it. He I think, maintains more friendships with ex-players than probably any other producer. In quotes, friendships, whatever that means. But also, he was able to deliver these moments of, like, extreme manipulation, but also satisfying love stories. He was the architect of Paradise. He contributed so much. And after that season, like, they did the Sally Carson suitcase thing. You don't think those same producers are capable of just, like, going into your room and looking through your shit? Or the Ryan Fox folders? Like, they are doing it. How did they know about the fucking Ryan Fox folders?
They go through your shit. They have to go through your shit at least once, right? To check for drugs or phones.
Yeah. Well, we may never know. But thank you, Elise Delbaum, for this crucial information about journaling. Now, we're going to move on. This is the main meat of this Digging Deeper. We got 9 clips coming to us from the almost famous In-Depth podcast with Justin Glaze, guest host Andrew Spencer, and of course, Aya Canetti is at the helm of this. This is from December 27th and December 29th, 2 podcasts in succession with all these same people in it. And these podcast clips that we're going to play shed light on BIP Season 8 in a way that we have not really heard. And so in this first clip, Glaze and Aya Canetti are discussing a certain piece of gore terminology. I think you might enjoy this one. Here we go. If you want to hear that clip and Pace Case and I react to it, as well as all the rest of the clips that are going to come from Andrew Spencer, Justin Glaze, and Ashley Aya Canetti, in which they're discussing intricate details of behind-the-scenes manipulations that producers pulled in BIP Season 8, if you want to listen to all that, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. You join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get the rest of this episode of Digging Deeper. You're going to get every Digging Deeper we've ever done. You're going to get the Gore back catalog, which is now available. That harkens all the way back to our first episode, which was the middle of Hannah Brown season. We just decided to start doing it in, like, season 6. You can listen to that and everything up to current. You're also going to get access to our Discord, where you can issue forth your own screams in 1 minute or under audio clips that you upload to our Discord. And we play the best ones on our Twibbons and break them down. We've had some great ones already, even in the early phases of 2023. So we hope you will join us very soon in the bottom of the pit.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.